We're joined now by someone with much experience dealing with North Korea. Evans Revere was the State Department's main liaison with North Korea from 1998 to 2000, and then chargé d'affaires at the U.S. Embassy in Seoul. Mr. Revere, welcome to the program.
It's a delight to be here.
And I wanted to ask you first, I gather that you were involved, prior to President Clinton making his trip, involved with helping one of the journalist's families negotiate with North Korea. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I wouldn't characterize it quite that way. Mm-hmm. I'd been keeping one of the members of one of the families apprised of some conversations that I'd been having with the North Koreans about this issue, and I'd had several extensive chats and exchanges with one of my North Korean counterparts about this matter, and all the while encouraging him and his government to do the right thing, and as I said, keeping one of the families apprised of my efforts.
And did it seem to you that there was any movement in that direction?
From the very outset of my initial conversation with the North Koreans, I had the clear impression that they were looking for a way to resolve this ultimately. They were, A, clearly determined to have their legal system do what their legal system ultimately did, which was to investigate, try, convict, and sentence these two young ladies. But at the same time, I think they were looking beyond that for a way to ultimately resolve this issue by allowing the two young ladies to go. And I think the sort of treatment that they provided the two young ladies is an indication that the North Koreans intended all along to have this resolved in the positive fashion that it appears to have been resolved.
Would it be your assumption, then, that this deal was essentially done ahead of time? In other words, that North Korea wouldn't have invited President Clinton in, that President Clinton wouldn't have gone unless it was pretty sure that a deal would be struck to free the journalists?
There have been extensive conversations going on in the so-called New York Channel between representatives of the Obama administration and the North Koreans, and those conversations, I am certain, were conversations in which the framework of this visit and the possible framework of a release were probably discussed. Ultimately, the decision was made at the last moment by the North Korean leader, but I think that the outline of this, including the idea of a U.S. envoy traveling to North Korea, was probably discussed quite some time ago, and there were probably a number of names and options that were discussed during the course of that process. I don't know when the idea of sending former President Clinton was decided upon, but we've all heard lots of names discussed as potential envoys here, and I think the choice of President Clinton was a very good one.
When you say that North Korea was looking for a way to resolve this, their motivation would be what, and what would they want in exchange?
Good point. Good question. I think part of the North Korean perception of this issue was their understanding that the longer they held these two young journalists, the more the international community was focused on them, their penal system, their labor camp system, and their judicial system, and that probably was not a very helpful focus. I mean, all of us have looked at these stories in recent weeks, and they've been very uncomfortable to observe these stories about what goes on inside North Korea. A. B, I think the North Koreans also realized that the continuing incarceration of these two young ladies in the North probably presented a major burden to them if they were hoping to, as I think they were hoping to, re-engage with the United States and the international community in a positive way to try to resolve some of the major issues between us. And even though this was a separate issue, as everybody has continued to state, as one of your observers stated earlier, mm-hmm. Everything is political, and the North Koreans realized that without the resolution of this issue, the atmospherics could not be created to have a good exchange with the United States. So I think by putting this issue behind them, as they are in the process of doing it literally as we speak, I think the North Koreans are probably hoping that this may be able to set in process a process of dialogue with the United States.
Evans Revere, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Evans Revere is a former diplomat. He's now president of the nonprofit Korea Society in New York. And again, North Korean media reporting that Kim Jong-il, the leader of North Korea, has issued special pardons to Yuna Lee and Laura Ling.